1600 champ as well. Northern Iowa, Illinois State, 630 new. That is not correct. Gary, do a better job of reading. Saturday, Northern Iowa, University of Illinois, Chicago, 1230 pregame. You get Chiefs and the Jags, Bengals and the Bills, and the Cowboys and the 49ers. You miss the Eagles and the Giants because of our the things that we do with the Kansas City Chiefs pregame and postgame. So that's the reason that one's not on. And CBS doesn't like when we kind of jump in midway through, would be my thought process. This segment is going to be brought to you by DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. DMOS's urgent injury clinics are at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. Hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at West Des Moines, Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Ankeny. There are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, 8 to noon. Here's a good way to do that. West Des Moines opens up a little bit later, stays open a little bit later. Same on both are same on Saturdays. Ankeny opens up earlier and closes earlier. New to DMOS is also Engineered Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. They also have another location in Huxley. So I want to thank them for being a part of the program. Zach Steenblok's going to join me next. He's been barking at me because he hasn't been on the show for a while. So we're going to come on. We're going to talk a little football, a little Iowa State, and see where else he wants to go. I was kind of looking at the headlines here. The Baltimore Ravens are confident that they can reach a deal with Lamar Jackson. I'm still torn on that. I'm trying to work this through my brain. As a sports guy on the radio, that's a good deal. They are a different team when he is there and healthy. They scored 23 to 25 points a game. When he's not there, they score 11 to 14 points a game. That's a huge difference. You know, but the fan of Lamar in me, one of the things too, and I understand sometimes these young athletes, you know, I'm untouchable. I have all these things. It's probably not the best idea in the world for a sports athlete to be their own, to do their own negotiating, because you do, when you have an agent, not that I've ever had an agent, but my assumption is if I had an agent and I was trying to get a radio gig somewhere, I don't want to go in and listen to all the bad things that they think of me, because that's how negotiations work. You know, they're not negotiating on your great things you do. They're trying to negotiate based on some of the things that you don't do as well to try to get, you know, what they want out of the deal. That would be hard for a amazing athlete. Probably, I mean, if you're looking in the NFL, he's one of the top five athletes in the NFL. Aaron Donald, him, Myles Garrett, just people that are, you know, George Kittle's getting close to being in that. George Kittle, I mean, when you look at George Kittle and you look at Travis Kelce's a hell of a football player. George Kittle's a crazy athlete for somebody that of his size. It's amazing. So, I mean, that was one of the big stories. The amount of people, not head coaches, because I think all the head coaches that are going to be let go have been let go, but the staffs that are being let go. It is not easy in this league to hire football staffs. You know, it's a bunch of retreading, or you have somebody that you really, you know, you want to give a shot to. So it's been really interesting. You know, a couple of the other things. I'm probably going to talk about this tomorrow. The John Harbaugh, Michigan, and their fight with the NCAA. And you ever have that when you're think you're about ready to sneeze and I can't sneeze on the air? Woo! Okay. They think they have receipts that Jim Harbaugh bought a recruit a cheeseburger meal at a restaurant. And so they're you know, putting the screws to all these people to do that. You have a high school senior who wants to get out of his scholarship to go to Florida because they couldn't come up with the $13 million that they promised him, and you're worried about a hamburger or a cheeseburger meal. Yes, it was at a restaurant. It probably wasn't that much more than what you have to buy at McDonald's. Come on. I think that's silly. And Jim Harbaugh's of the mindset of, yeah, I'm not going to talk to you, and I don't care what you say. You don't have anything. And what are you going to do? Because I don't think you have the right to do anything. And you guys have said so much in all these fights that you're doing. You're asking Congress for help because you can't do anything. And I don't know. I don't think the NCAA has a leg to stand on, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. They are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you want to see a team in disarray, I think that would be my pick, the biggest team in the NFL to be in disarray. No Tom Brady. They get rid of Byron Leftwich, their offensive coordinator. They're trusting a coach in Todd Bowles, who's never won anywhere. He's a defensive-minded coach. They have a whole bunch of people that are on last year's of con. It's a mess. That's going to be a very difficult situation for everybody. Going through this, I thought this was interesting. I couldn't remember, and I know I said it yesterday, but I wanted to reiterate it today. Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence, I think they played in week 11. I think that's why the week 11 part of this conversation comes up. Their stats are identical since week 11. They're both 7-1. They both completed 67% of their passes. They both have 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. That, my friends, is kind of freaky as well. I am very curious this weekend if DeMar Hamlin is going to be in the facility with the Buffalo Bills and maybe come out on the football field. What a crazy thing that is going to be. I'm really, 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 really looking forward to that. Yesterday, the other big thing that Scott and I talked about yesterday, but we didn't get it a lot of time to do, is the seventh seed in the playoffs. So they bring in the seventh seed, so they get a little bit more games being played. You get the team that finishes first in each conference gets a bye. It's a lot of people wanted it. They think they like the bye. The problem that you have is you would at least like competitive games. And yesterday we talked about the number seven seed. It's 0-6, and they've been outscored by 12.2 points, so almost 2 touchdowns. So that is probably not what they were looking for. Earlier today, Scott and I talked a little bit about the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, and the kind of run that the Detroit Lions are on. And I think you can see how the outlook is so high. Ben Johnson is the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson was one of the first calls of every single team that's looking for a new head coach. And he did a couple interviews, had a couple more interviews lined up. And I think that him talking to the Lions management staff and talking to Dan Campbell, he's like, man, I just want to go back. I just want to run this again. I think they paid him a little bit more, picked up a couple of years on his contract. I think that's that was a really, really cool thing to do. I'm going to take a little time with this next one. I'm going to ask my son when he comes on, being an Iowa State guy, me being kind of an Iowa State guy and early in life, before all my kids went to Iowa State, and I mean, I'm a UNI Panther. My wife's a UNI Panther. I was a Hawkeye fan too, so. A thing came out yesterday to talk about the Mount Rushmore of any sport for Iowa and Iowa State. And you know, when you look at that, it's extremely difficult to do. Because with social, and even in a social media world, if you're going off social media, especially right now for, let's say, the Iowa Hawkeyes, social media wise, Caitlin Clark's going to be on that Mount Rushmore because of her social media presence. After watching that show last night, Chris Street is going to, you know, he would be a lot to be reckoned with. I mean, I'm trying to think of some of the football players, and it's really funny for Iowa football players. There are, you know, if you go defense or offense, there's like five or six guys that I'm thinking all should be on there. It could be Chuck Long. It could be Ronnie Harmon. It could be Greg Stokes. Could be Ronnie Lester. Kevin Boyle. Wrestling. I mean, there's so many wrestlers. Spencer Lee now. You know, Dan Gable is the coach. And that's a really funny thing. There's a really good shot that Dan Gable could be on the Mount Rushmore of both schools because of what he's done for wrestling at Iowa and what he did in wrestling at Iowa State. You know, there's just a ton. And Megan Gustafson. There's a lot of people to take a look at. So maybe what I'll do is I'll try to sit down tonight and do like a top eight in each one and see if we can get them down to four by talking through them. You know, I was thinking George Niang and Barry Stevens, and I mean, there's just everywhere you look, there's some excitement in looking at that. Okay. So I think I've covered all the things that when we were going over stuff yesterday. I'm still very, very deep in, I'm still really deep into this conversation about where I see the NFL going next year, because the playoff teams that you have right now, just the remaining playoff teams, their seasons could turn next year and not even be close to being the same. So the initial ones, if you made me the bet, I don't think Seattle's going to be in the playoffs next year. I'm not sure because of the changes that the LA Chargers have made. I don't know if they made changes to the better. I mean, I think they got rid of some people that I would have kept, and I would have got rid of the head coach, and they kept the head coach and got rid of everybody else. I think Jacksonville is going to be looking up. I think San Francisco is going to be looking up. Because that's the funny thing. Even though they have all the players that they've picked up, they have a lot of draft picks coming up as well, and they're really good at using them. You don't know how Miami's going to be. You think that Buffalo's going to be up there, but Josh Allen, it's a lot of interceptions. In the last 2 years, he's well over 22 interceptions. I mean, that's a lot. I think the New York Giants, I can't even imagine what the New York Giants are going through right now. You won a playoff game. You were incredibly bad with Joe Judge two previous years, winning, what, two, three games each year, if that. And now you have Saquon Barkley is up. Daniel Jones is up. That's such a difficult thing. The Minnesota Vikings, everybody wants to put this in the narrative in the corporate radio world is Kirk Cousins just isn't a good quarterback. But they never mention how bad in winning these one score games. Well, maybe they would be blowout wins if his defense played actually any good. I don't know what I think of him either. Baltimore and Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's on the come. I think Joe Burrow is the dude. Tampa Bay's not going to be heard from for a while. And Dallas, this game this weekend is a lot of pressure on Dallas. A Dallas win over San Francisco, and then, you know, you're looking. I'm going to click here. Hold on. You are looking at right now, and you're telling me that if Dallas can make a game of it, get it into the fourth quarter, you're telling me that you don't think Dallas can beat New York or Philadelphia? They're healthier than Philadelphia. I worry about Jalen Hurts on Saturday. It's his throwing shoulder. It's not like he's worried about getting tackled and hurting his. It's his throwing shoulder. If Dallas can make that a game and squeak out a win, Dallas could go to the Super Bowl. They could go from they're going to fire their coach, Dak Prescott's no good, to going to the Super Bowl all in one breath. That doesn't happen very often. But when you look at these, when you look at all these teams and you really take a deep dive, there's two teams on here. Well, actually, I would give you three because of the upside I think they have too. And my three would be, now Buffalo could change that by getting better on defense and maybe taking a little bit more control over Josh Allen. So I'm going to leave Buffalo in there too. So
real
I'm going to
say Cincinnati,
Buffalo,
sports fans.
Kansas City, Jacksonville. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Justine right now. Scott's going down to see a concert tonight down at Woolies. Have a good time. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13. Let me see here. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, and card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM.
Located in
1700 Champ AM. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Zach Steenblock coming in. Let's see what we're going to talk about. Come back in and find out
more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company.
Next up with me is Mr. Zach Steenblock. It's nice to get to talk to you today. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing
quite a while.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. It's kind of ironic that right before you come on, your mom would think this is ironic. That would be a vaping commercial right before you come on. I thought that was kind of funny. Ironic a little bit. Here's another one for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. So this is getting to be the fun part. So about a week ago, Coach Kevin O'Hare sends me a text going, what am I going to do? We just beat the number three team in the state, and I can't even get on your show. Then you want to get on the show. Guess who sent me a text today and wants to get on the show? None other than your buddy, Mr. Luke Starkvich from Southeast Poe. Yes, he wants to come on and talk.
Everybody on.
Yeah, he wants to come on and talk football and public versus private schools. And I'm like, oh, buddy, I don't know if you want to. If you want to come on and do that with me, but okay, I'm in. Let's figure it out. So you've been good. I get to see you more often than not. Everything going well?
Yeah, everything's going good. You know, just trying to stay afloat in the wintertime. I really want to get out and golf. It's about the only thing I can. It gets me through the wintertime, right?
Boy, so, I'm ready too. I'm with you. Okay, let's.
And then obviously.
Yep. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's get into it.
Well, let's get into it. I want to know what your thought process is, and I'm going to take you back, and then I'm going to talk about now. When you first heard that TJ Otzelberger was coming back to coach Iowa State, your thoughts then and your thoughts now?
I don't think my thoughts have changed much. I was very happy with the hire. I was glad that he finally came back and, you know, he went and got his experience. I think Jamie Pollard, you know, wanted him to get. And now it's incredible. Just the coaches he's been with at Iowa State and just learn from, and we're getting all these top recruits now and we're winning huge games. I don't know anyone else who embodies Iowa State basketball better and more than TJ.
His little triumphant coaching staff that are always together, they do amazing things, and they all have their expertise, and you can tell what their expertise is, how they play defense, how they play offense. The biggest thing that I saw, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday,
was he said this is the most togetherness of a team that he's ever been around. And he's been around a lot of really good teams. And you see that. And today they started popping up pictures on social media where you would see at every time there was a stop in the action, Texas players were all over the place and Iowa State players were together in a circle. What he has brought and the aura that's coming out of that program is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I noticed that, you know, watching the game too. And you can tell that everyone's so, you know, team-oriented and focused on the next guy and the other guys on the team. It's not selfish basketball at all. I mean, you can tell that just by the box score each night, right? We have half our guys in double digits, you know, every single night. And just the way that they move the ball on offense and how they play help defense, it's incredible. I haven't seen a more, you know, locked-in Iowa State team on defense, I don't think, you know, in a long, long, long time.
Yeah, it's a different defense than what they did last year. They were really good at playing defense, and then the things that would hurt them was kind of a breakdown in the last, you know, 7-8 seconds. They don't do that anymore.
We can score now, right? We're not
absolutely.
We make games muddy and it's tough and you get to grow sometimes, but we can score the ball now. I mean, we're scoring 70 points a game, and last year we were scoring like 50, I swear. So that's, you know, the added bonus of playing good defense. I wish the football team would have had that same mentality this year too.
Right. Just getting a little offense to go with that great defense that we have.
Upset about Iowa State football. It's fine.
Yeah, right? I'm not either. I think they're gonna be fine. And I think that he realized the error of his ways, and he's brought in some good people. And to be really honest with you, I would love to see what everybody else thinks. But bringing in the offensive line coach from UNI was the best thing that he did, because that dude, he makes bullies from making men. He doesn't just make men. He makes bullies. And he's put two people in the NFL. It's going to be fun. It should be a lot better year, I hope.
Right. And that's exactly the guy you want.
Exactly.
I know we're kind of switching gears a little bit, but that's the guy you want. You want the, you know, homegrown, like Midwest. I can't think of a more perfect scenario. Another part that makes me sad is just Tom Manning, you know, getting hired with Cincinnati. It's like, you know, I know he was good, but you know, you got to move on for a little bit.
You do. And you actually knew Coach Manning too. And I mean, he's a good guy. I don't think there was any doubt about that, but sometimes you have to make changes. And that's the hardest thing for these coaches. They're so loyal. Well, some of them are so loyal, but
right.
it is kind of crazy. Just one more thing on the men's basketball team. And we're doing all this, and our most versatile and maybe before all this most valuable player hasn't been playing, and that's Jazz.
Right. I saw him, you know, on the sidelines with Sam, you know, during the game, and you could tell he's popping around. He's like so anxious.
He's ready to go.
Court, and it's, you know, it's sad, but
not very many people have a 6'8" unicorn that can play all five positions. There's not a lot of those out there. Let's move on. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. You have four teams. We have eight teams. You have eight teams left. We have four games left. And I know how much you enjoy betting. What's a game that's a no-brainer to bet this weekend, and what's the game that you're like, I don't want anything to do with it except for if I take a money line bet?
That's a tough one. I think that this is probably a really weird take, but I think the Chiefs Jaguars game is going to be weird. It just seems way too easy, and like on the betting side, right?
Yes.
You know, that you just want to take all the Chiefs props, you know, they're going to score four or five touchdowns and all this, but I think it's going to be kind of a weird game, you know, given the weather too. And you know, the Jags just came off a great win. They're hot lately. You always got to think about in the NFL playoffs, right? We've seen Green Bay. We've seen teams. This happen all the time. It's rest versus rust, right? I mean, same thing with NBA players. You get a week off. You rest up. You get healthy. However, you know, you're not in the same routine you were the week before. You haven't played in a week. you know, you start thinking ahead of yourself and then something bad can happen. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I agree. It also gave Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid a whole week to sit back in their laboratory and think up new plays and let them get healthy. I think if the bye gives you anything, that's the one thing it gives you. It gives you the chance to get some guys healthy. And I think that's – but I think playing a game is not a bad thing as well. And you know, you have – your first game's up, Kansas City, Jacksonville, then you have Philadelphia and the New York Giants. It's the third time that New York and Philadelphia played, second time that Kansas City, Jacksonville played. You see any shot that the New York Giants can upset Philadelphia?
I for sure do. I think the Giants are a super fun team to watch.
I do too.
But the in turn to right, you know, with Hurts playing again, the Eagles are – I just love Jalen Hurts, right?
I did
just
too.
Seeing what he's done and
still not 100%.
No one, right? And no one thought he would be in this playing at this high of a level, right? In the NFL and in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, he was always the one getting pushed away, right? He was like, "Oh, we don't want you at Alabama,
he was
go
at
to
Alabama,
Oklahoma.
And then Oklahoma, right?" And then I love him, and I think he's become a great football player. But trying to regather my thoughts here. I think the Eagles will win. I would take the Giants points.
Yeah.
Plus points. I think it'll be a close game. I think all these games are going to be close this weekend.
This Jacksonville game and what, you know, I've heard this a lot this week. Well, Trevor Lawrence isn't that good. Look at his first half. He threw four interceptions. Yeah, he's 23 years old. He just threw four interceptions on his home field, and he came back and he beat a team to advance in the playoffs. I'm thinking that he got confidence from that, not having it go the other way.
Right, and it was like they were like back to back to back to back too, so they got them all out of the way at once. So it didn't seem like many possessions at once. It was like the same possession, right?
It's crazy, Zach. Trevor Lawrence, 23.
He's never lost on a Saturday.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, 23. Brock Purdy, 23. Jalen Hurts, 24. Daniel Jones, 25. Joe Burrow, 26. Josh Allen, 26. Pat Mahomes, 27. Zach Prescott's the old man, and he's 29.
That is incredible. But it's also awesome, right? We have new generation of the NFL. And, we saw that in basketball a couple years ago, right, when we started phasing out. And it's sad, too, right? Everyone I grew up watching is finally kind of – the wave is done, right? And – you just named all these players, and Dak is the only one who's older than me.
Yeah.
Which is very weird.
It is. It is very strange because you're 27. It's out there, and it's fun. Speaking of being 27, I just wanted to get your take. It looks very much like Alan Lazard is not going to go back to Green Bay. If you were just greedy and you go, man, this is where I would love for Alan Lazard to go play, where would you like to see him go play?
I think it's 100% he's not going to be back in Green Bay. I didn't know that they were holding out on a deal and he was hoping for something better and the Packers kind of called his bluff. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't know that was happening behind.
I don't think him and Aaron Rodgers got along as well as what everybody thought either.
Right, and then it's also tough when you have Christian Watson coming onto the scene and he's the exact same player and looked like he was playing way better this year, yeah. Right? I think... Man, I'm trying to think of a good team now. The Giants.
See, I thought the Giants. I thought the Bears. It's a blocking.
Just
tight
the way
end.
The Giants like to run the ball too, and yep. With quarterback runs of the Giants, he can be out there. He's just he's another tight end. He's like,
come on, buddy.
George Kittle.
How cool would he look in Baltimore Ravens colors? Come on.
Right. I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is. He's going to get paid. He's that good. I don't know what Green Bay thought, but every single running play that succeeded, they ran behind him. He very rarely dropped passes. So there's the poop dogs.
Yep, we got some doors closing outside. But I didn't realize that he has been in the league for, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
That kind of flew by. But I think you're right. There's going to be the good coaches, you know, not the coaches that have been on their team for a couple of years, but, you know, the the top level coaches, they're going to see a guy like him, a veteran, knows what he's doing, bringing that on field experience along with how he can
lead,
not just be a wide receiver, but he can be utilized right in every position, you know, on the offense.
David Montgomery is going to be David Montgomery's a free agent as well.
Right. And I saw a tweet and it was a list of all the running backs who are free agents this year. I would not want to be a running back who's a free agent. There's like 16.
Yeah.
He's getting a job somewhere. But right, exactly. But it's like that's a running back's kind of a dying breed, right?
But you need them though.
There's not a lot of superstars, but right.
Okay, we got a minute left, and this is my old NBA take against your NBA take. Which team are you taking to win in the best of five? Steph Curry, LeBron, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, Giannis against Magic, Kobe, MJ, Bird, and Shaquille O'Neal.
Why are you going to do this to me? You know what I'm going to pick.
I know, you're going to pick the youngsters.
It's just different basketball.
It is.
But like, who's going to guard Jokic, right? Is Shaq going to guard him and
Guard him on the three-point line? There's no Jokic. It's Embiid and Durant and Giannis. No Jokic.
Oh, I think it's get rid of someone else and put the Joker in there.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know if I'd take the Joker over Doncic. So there you go. That's up in the air right. On who I like better there too.
Right.
But they're both awesome.
I'll give you the scenario. They can just do a hack of Shaq and have Shaq shoot free throws every possession. then they'll win easily. So I know everyone.
Embiid
can make free throws.
We're gonna foul Giannis every play. So it's gonna be Giannis.
He shoots a way higher percentage than Shaq did.
He does. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on. we'll be getting more regular now. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk some college basketball as well. I appreciate it, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Love you. Zach Steenblok, nice to have him back on the show. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Last segment coming up. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700. Listening to Steen on Sports. 1700, the Champ. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday, a Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen's still here. Scott's going down to see a concert down at Woolies. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Twitter is at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website is 1700thechamp.com. I want to take the time to thank the sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. It's nice to have them all be a part of the program. Can't make this go without them. Saturday, we have Northern Iowa at the University of Illinois Chicago, 12:30 pregame. You're going to get the Chiefs and the Jags at 3:30. No pregame because of the UNI game. And then you're not going to get the Giant Eagles game. We thought we would, but with no pregame, postgame is going to go a little bit longer. So Sunday you'll get Bengals, Bills, and Cowboys 49ers. So all those coming up this weekend. It's a best weekend for NFL football is two great games on Saturday, two great games on Sunday, leading up to conference championships and then to the Super Bowl. It's the best time of year. Getting college basketball is getting into conference play. You're getting NBA right about all-star time coming up here and then the better part of their season. It's always fun and a lot, and we're going to start talking college football here before you know it. So that'll be exciting as well. Just a couple of things. David Crosby passed away today. Founding member of the Byrds, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. I did not know this. He has, Melissa Etheridge has a baby with David Crosby, not together, but artificially. I did not know that today, but she was very saddened by his passing today. So just some other things, too. The Minnesota Vikings today parted ways with their defensive coordinator.
all the hatred towards Kirk Cousins, I think a lot of times is misconstrued in the wrong way. That was supposed to be it's kind of the same problem that the Green Bay Packers had, except for Kirk Cousins had a better year than Aaron Rodgers, and that's why they made the playoffs. Both defenses were supposed to be top 10 defenses, and both defenses were not. And that makes it hard in the NFL if you cannot get some semblance of a defensive presence. Notre Dame, they found out today, and I think he announced this afternoon, that Mike Bray, he's been there for 23 seasons at Notre Dame, basketball coach. That's a sad day. He has done a great job at Notre Dame with a basketball program that is not even second fiddle to football. It's probably fourth and fifth fiddle to football. So, you know, that's always difficult for people to understand, you know, just how powerful some of these football programs are. Chargers coach Brandon Staley, who the Chargers pretty much have gotten rid of everybody in the coaching staff and kept him, was asked at a news conference if he thought he was outcoached by Doug Peterson. And he goes, I wouldn't say that was the case for a half. And that is a really bad thing to say. Some of these guys, I am flabbergasted sometimes. That's an old time word there for you. At how poorly NFL coaches are in interviews, on their talk shows. I mean, it's you expect more out of a person at the head of an organization. It's been pretty bad. The Miami Dolphins today parted ways with their defensive coordinator, Josh Boyer. Now Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel was handed Josh Boyer, and I don't think that they saw eye to eye. Not many offensive and defensive guys do. One of the interesting things that came out today, Aaron Rodgers is always, if he's not on the tip of the tongue of everybody, he'll say something or do something to make sure that happens. They had a poll out today, and a lot of people voted in this poll, and they also pulled a lot of GMs and coaches in the NFL the way they usually do, and asked, what of these three things will happen? Aaron Rodgers plays for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers plays for somebody else. Aaron Rodgers retires. And the overwhelming lowest score was that he will be back to play with the Green Bay Packers. I think that's really interesting. Even talking to Zach about Alan Lazard and him not feeling a part of the team and just not wanting to be around that kind of atmosphere that Aaron brings. It's a difficult thing. I tend to think that the Green Bay Packers will strike a deal with him and try to get cut off some of his salary and let him go free. I think that makes the most sense. It'll be hard for a team to want to trade for him because he's going to have say in where he goes. But I just don't think there's anything left in that marriage to help either side succeed. And unlike a marriage, this isn't very hard to break up. You can just do it. They've just had too much of each other. And I think it's time. Scott mentioned this, and I just want to make sure I mention again. It looks like Patrick McCaffrey he practiced yesterday, will have practiced again today. He's missed the last four games due to personal leave. I think he needs to test the water. I think he needs to keep trying to work in with his inner self and see where he's at. And the minute it seems to be going sideways, that you take more time. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a good idea, and we'll see what happens. I did see. So Mike McDaniel fired more than just his defensive coordinator. One of the people that got let go today was assistant linebacker coach Steve Ferentz. I didn't know Kirk Ferentz had a son named Steve, so I feel horrible that I did not know that. But this is the tough time of week. This in the division rounds, and then that week between the championship games and the Super Bowl, where you get that week off. That's always a tough one as well. It is a Greg Roman was let go by the Baltimore Ravens today. And they're hoping that they can bring somebody in that can figure out a way to get the running part of his game of Lamar Jackson infused with the passing game of at least this century, because it's not been there. As a Ravens fan, and I've stated that many times on this show, it's hard to have a generational quarterback and not give your generational quarterback weapons. And that's what the Baltimore Ravens want to do. Their defense can be... Their defense can be 75% of what they were this year. And there's a chance they could have a better record if their offense could be 25% better than what they were. Now, the defense cost them a couple of games earlier in the year, but then their defense was extremely tough. I mean, that the fact that Cincinnati Bengals Baltimore Ravens game was as close as it was with how many people the Baltimore Ravens were missing was incredible. This was a tough one too, and this is gonna play out in the game with San Francisco and Dallas. In the NFC, at least, Micah Parsons and Bosa. Bosa had 18.5 sacks. Parsons had 14. Three strip sacks for Parsons, two for Bosa. 29 quarterback hits for Parsons, 48 for Bosa. Tackles for loss, 20 and 16. These are two of the, I mean, just that good of defensive players. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how well and or what's ahead for that group for the Baltimore Ravens. I wish I had a crystal ball that I could say that they were going to do the things they do, but they haven't followed through with them very often. And it makes it extremely difficult to be a fan when you have to go through. But I'm still here, and I'm still enjoying it. Once again, coming up this weekend, Saturday, Northern Iowa at Illinois-Chicago, 12:30 pregame. You'll get the kickoff of the Chiefs and the Jags at 3:30 on Saturday. And then Sunday, you get Bengals and Bills at 1:30. And then the Cowboys 49ers will start like 10 minutes after that. You know, they'll do some post game, and then they'll go straight into the Cowboys 49ers. Thank you very much for coming in today. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You've been listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. See you tomorrow. Happy Thursday night. We have Friday on the horizon and NFL football. See you then.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.